How many children would come and tell you when they lost their virginity?
That's true. Oh, my gosh.
Can they hear the fact that I'm blushing?
Touch the Muppet Baby.
May the force be with you.
Because when I die, it's going to piss me off.
Oh, picturing my two-year-old, the freedom to get all red-faced in the middle of the living room and just launch some ass candy into his diaper.
I never want to eat candy again.
Shut your face!
It's like, just like, why are you such an ass?
But it, deep down, I'm like, I'm always surprised that people listen.
And now look at us. We're doing an iPod in the dining room.
Second Funniest Podcast. Welcome to episode, what is this, 22?
Did you just welcome the podcast to the episode?
Did I say it wrong?
You said, Justin, welcome to the Second Funniest Podcast.
No, I'm saying welcome to the Second Funniest
Podcast.
But you
didn't say welcome. You just said Second Funniest Podcast. Welcome to, what episode is this?
Oh, I did?
Yep.
All right.
Can we roll that back?
Yeah, all right. You want to start from the get-go?
No, I just wanted you to hear what you just said.
Oh, you want me to roll it?
No, I'm just kidding. Don't.
I really wish there was a way that we could record and hear that.
You would delete.
Oh, wait. Oh, no. It's probably too late.
Yeah.
Let's see.
It's okay. It's really okay.
Let's see. Okay.
Fascinating.
Literally streaming to ourselves.
We have one out of one viewers on our Ustream right now.
Goodness. Thank goodness.
Who do you think that one person is, Dr. Worsham?
I think it's somebody who's very important to the show. I think, you know, a lot of people, when they make podcasts, they think it's all about the hosts.
Uh-huh.
They think it's all about the show itself. It's all about the content, not us. It's all about the listener.
You know what, my friend?
And when I say listener, I don't mean in the professional sense of, like, the listener is a body of people that we use in the singular form. I mean, literally, the person listening right now.
Yeah, earlier tonight, you noted that after 13 years of friendship, you know pretty much instantly the moment I'm lying to you, which doesn't happen very often, so that's probably why you're able to see it.
Uh-huh.
But I know the moment you've decided to do a bit. I never not know when you're kidding.
So you don't know when I'm lying.
No.
But you do know when I'm joking.
Yes, absolutely. But they're not the same thing, jokes
and
lies. True. Because people always tell us, well, why can't you lie? You're an actor. You should be able to lie. Like, well, when you're acting, everybody doesn't expect you to think that you're trying to confuse them to thinking that you really are in the 20th century at some house in Manchester, England.
My head is still hung up on how you're trying to wrap your mouth around that sentence.
I know. See, I could tell you were going to make fun of me.
You saw when I looked up.
Yeah,
you saw,
I knew.
I could see it in
your
eyes.
I'm like,
all right, let me throw out Manchester, England real quick.
Yeah,
and
just let me get to the end of the sentence. I know.
Well, see, I think that you started going even further, knowing that that's where I was going. So you kept going with the Manchester and whatever came
after.
Yeah,
I'm just trying to distract you, because if Lord knows if I can keep talking
five,
long enough.
Four.
What's happening?
Three. Still mad about that. Right.
I journaled about that. It was so memorable. That was episode 2.
That sucks. I gotta remember what episode number that was so I can go back and put it in the
opening. Wasn't that long ago? Or you just go back and listen. Are you gonna edit together a new opening?
Yeah, but not immediately. But for like next year or whenever I get bored with this one or whatever.
I'm bored already.
What?
Let's edit it right now.
Edit the...
Stop the Ustream. I want to get off... It's going to be that kind of show.
Yep, one of those. Our topic this week
is da, da, da.
Aquariums.
Aquariums.
Oh, I wonder if I could use that thing that I have for the dad podcast for when we announce our topic. Maybe we can have a different
Ooh,
one.
Yeah.
Here's buckle up, listener, because you're about to experience a little bit of developing the show while listening to the show.
I knew you were going to do a bit.
What? Oh, no. Why isn't that working? Oh, no. Oh, no.
That's your impression of Jacob or something off of South Park?
Oh, no.
I'm going to go with the first one.
It's my impression of Jacob. I'm trying to hide Loop Browser, but I want to show.
Okay, here's the deal. Is that as fascinating as this is to you,
uh-huh.
I guarantee
listening.
One out of one people listening to the Ustream are not interested.
Found it. Boom.
Dear God in heaven.
You can't face me. I just saw, that's what I was going to do. I was going to type in here. Watch this. Watch me work, y'all. Watch me work, because I think it's going to be worth it. The people who, all right, ready? Here we go. Our topic this week is... Aquariums.
Seriously, that's what we were waiting for.
Okay. All right, you don't like that one? All right, let's
try
this one.
But it took for frickin' ever. What's that one?
I don't know what that was.
Is that somebody calling
in? No, somebody's logging in and off Skype or whatever. All right, let's try. Or we could do this one. Aquariums. Here's what I think. I think it should be our topic this week, aquariums. But without this pause here?
Yeah.
Okay, so it should be our topic this week, fucking son of a...
I take it all back. This is much funnier than I thought it would
be. Stop it! There we go. All right. Our topic this week, aquariums.
Okay, wait, but stop. Stop it. What? I don't like... It's not topics. We're not a podcast that does topics.
I thought that's what we're doing
now.
No,
they are suggestions.
Oh, okay.
Because we are giving trivia.
Oh.
It's not like we just talk about aquariums and our experiences going to the aquarium and how one time... We saw a guy inside the aquarium.
Oh, okay.
That's the difference
between a topic and...
Yeah,
okay.
We are giving useful facts. In fact, on our Facebook page right now. Did you see what I put up there?
No, I did not.
Let me just go to the website real quick. I'm just going to position the mic so you can hear me type.
Hold on. I got filler music for that.
Say how long is this?
27 seconds. You gotta type a while, don't you?
Nerd.
All right. What does the Facebook say? Oh, you're still going? Okay.
No, don't press my.
What?
Oh God.
Oh, love it.
Yeah, right now it says, feeling uninteresting today, it being Wednesday, mm-hmm. tune into the second funniest podcast tonight and learn about aquariums. Ooh. Dazzle people with your knowledge of humor tomorrow. It's been a while since you've had this toy in your hands. I miss it.
I was just thinking, I mean, I hit something there that, or maybe this would have been better.
Oh, that's it.
Problem is that's a loop. It's not a filler, so it doesn't have an end thing. Or you we can have this 80s one. You know, we get
both of those are great.
We can use these.
Tonight you will learn more about.
Oh, shit. Okay, ready?
Tonight you will learn more about aquariums. How long is it?
All right, aquariums. Maybe we'll edit that down.
Yeah, I might need a little editing.
Okay.
Second most professional podcast. What are our numbers these days?
Oh, crap. Okay. Already got a phone call. All right. You are here live on the Second Funniest Podcast. Today, we are dealing with the suggestion of aquariums.
No, it's not a suggestion.
It's a topic.
I'm sorry. No, it's not a topic.
However, we have not had a chance to even talk about it, but, oh, they hung up.
You know, Justin... Sometimes I just feel like you and me are sitting in your living room talking to each other with a bunch of computers in front of us.
Oh, wait, they're calling back. They're calling back.
That was close.
Thank you, second caller, for calling into the Second Funniest Podcast. You are caller number two.
Two. This is four of those.
We are talking about aquariums. But haven't actually touched the subject because I found sound effects. And who is this?
It's funny because we actually haven't gotten your name yet.
Oh,
so
who is this?
Awesome!
I wonder if there's something wrong with the Skype call. All right, this part we may have to edit out.
Nope, so far it's my favorite part of the podcast.
No, because I don't understand why it wouldn't be... Because I haven't used Skype. Let's see. Make a note of the time. 9, because maybe I'll just edit this part
out.
No. If you can hear us, call back. I almost read their phone number as their name. That would have been messed up. So let's try this.
Can you call them back?
No, I can't call them back. But what I can do is I should pause it right now. I'm going to do that. Oh, no, because then No, they could still hear us. You don't care, right? No. Welcome back to the show.
So many things happened while we were off air just now.
It says it's classic rock organ, but I feel like I want to talk about Jesus.
That's classic rock.
From Florida!
Jesus is not from
Somewhere
Florida.
In the South! Yeah, that's not from that. Okay.
That was good. So I wanted to hear more about what you know about Jesus.
Nothing. So here's what I have this is out of the box. This is probably not going to be the best thing, but what I did was I just Googled aquariums.
Aquariums!
And didn't find anything that I thought was interesting, so I went with human aquariums.
Where'd you get that brilliant idea, brother?
From my good friend, Mr. Kevin Miller.
Hey, that guy's sitting at this table.
And there is a website that is called humanaquariums.com. Now, I need to go to my second thing here, because the definition of a human aquarium is as follows. Pockets of Americans unwittingly engaging in absurd behavior without sense of irony. Small American cities whose occupants' normal manner of living is unknowingly considered absurd and ridiculous by the rest of society. A collection of people, all of whom can name more than three NASCAR drivers. I didn't see that the first time
I read
serious?
That.
And I'm offended.
Wow, you like set yourself up for a trap. There's many great things about that. Where did you get that definition?
UrbanDictionary.com.
Well, the folks at Urban Dictionary have been using the word ironic properly. Can we give them a sound effect?
No.
Okay. Define the word ironic. Yeah. Give me the definition for the word ironic.
Here's the thing. I would think it's some kind of like, I know, here's what, I think that people say that it's like, they use it in modern terms as like, oh, that's funny, or coincidental, like that's ironic. But, because it's like, I know, here's what I do know. I do know that Alanis Morissette's use of the word ironic is incorrect.
I actually believe that she was being ironic in her
by
song,
using it incorrectly.
Which I don't think most people know what they're saying when they're saying that. But the word ironic means that the speaker is unintentionally being humorous. That is irony.
So
Frasier, Natalie is very ironic. Much better example than Frasier. Natalie, highly ironic, contradictory, self-contradictory, or saying one thing and doing another. Those are ironic things. These people saying stupid things like they're describing for human aquariums. Yeah, they're being ironic because they don't realize it.
Yeah. So
brilliant! I'm so impressed.
Here's what I did see, though. What I did see was that they use it in a sentence as an example. Yeah. They said, "When attending WrestleMania, I looked around and realized that I was surrounded by the entire spectrum of human life: alcoholics, the poor, the wealthy, tattooed covered NASCAR fans, fans of competitive eating, pedophiles, and the barely educated. The variety of specimens was unparalleled. I was in the Galapagos of human aquariums."
Oh, nice. That's great.
So that was something I found afterwards, because I was like, well, maybe, because I want to know why this guy called his website humanaquariums.com.
Was it a screensaver? Because those are very popular.
No.
You type in aquarium.
No. But what it is that this guy is doing that. He's doing things that are funny unintentionally, or almost treating like human life as an aquarium, like looking at it like for the sake of going, oh, what's going on here? And like what I did was, I think I looked up like stupid aquarium stories or something
fun.
Just out of curiosity. And this is what came up. But so it's humanaquariums.com/tag/stupid-criminals or whatever. But anyway, it doesn't matter, because at first I thought that there was some kind of drunk lady in an aquarium or whatever, because you know how Google gives you that little snippet. But instead it had combined the stories, and this is what I heard. Pay very close attention to what this lady says. I'm going to try. I'll probably pause
it.
No. This is a video from CNN
sweet.
Headline News about a year ago is when this first came out, and it is awesome.
This story doesn't fit the bill. I don't know what does. Let's bring back our Prime News correspondent, Rochelle Carey. I'll let you take this one away, Rochelle.
It is outrageous and fabulous.
Yeah. Okay. And fabulous.
All right. A guy near Dayton, Ohio, was arrested while wearing a neon green woman's bathing suit.
Do you know this guy's name? Oh, I can't believe you found this.
Well, here's the thing. I saw it, and I lost interest in it until this happened.
Oh, I told you it was fabulous. And he also had a stuffed bra and work boots. I mean, what else would you wear with that? His name is Kevin Miller.
Boom!
Bam! Jordan shared that with me. As we were starting to watch this, I thought, I wonder if I can bring up that video of Kevin Miller in a bathing suit. The moment that Dwight Schrute-looking guy got out of the car, I knew this video.
And so I was sitting there. This is exactly how it went down. I was like, oh, this has nothing to do with aquarium. Some hope, maybe something interesting. So I hit play, like, oh, let's see. Because I thought that what happened was that maybe he was, there was something about how in the blurb that it's like where it found my key terms.
Yeah.
It said that a guy stole his, a guy chased down his baby, or chased down guy stealing his car with his kid in it while wearing a neon green bathing suit and was arrested.
But that's not, stories.
So there's multiple stories within this news clip. And so just the way that it, that's what drew me to it initially. And then I'm watching it. And then I realized that I'm like, there's got to be nothing interesting about this. And then they go, the man's name is Kevin Miller. I go, oh!
Wow, what are the odds?
I know.
About a week, people have been calling the police, complaining.
Now, here's what I think. I'm sorry I keep starting to stop in this, but I want everybody to listen to how unbelievable. This is CNN headline news. This isn't
And what's with the music in the background?
Yes.
It's like off roads.
Well, Adam Carolla talks about this a lot, where he says that now in radio and any form of television, that you have to have this hard rock music bed going through the whole time in order, like, that's what they want. Program directors now want you to be playing this kind of while you're giving traffic, and they just think that that makes everything that much more entertaining if they support it with a bed, as opposed to just supporting content that is interesting without needing a musical bed to make it sound good. That's his whole point.
I wish
you
had a little musical bed to play right
there. I know, right? I was trying to think if I could find one, but the only thing I have is that.
That a grown man in a woman's swimsuit was harassing them near the river.
These guys are horrible.
He has been charged. Yeah, there you go.
It's like they're just reading.
He's been charged with 5 counts of public indecency and 3 counts of menacing. Cops say he never threatened.
And by the way, they play the clip. They play the video. They have about 8 seconds of him getting out of the car, and they just keep playing.
Violence, but he just made people uncomfortable, which is what I'm trying to do with you right now.
You
Mike.
Are. You're doing a very good job of it.
He was a little.
And I mean,
that's CNN.
Who listens? Who watches this? Right? And is thinking, oh my gosh, these guys are so good. You know what I mean? Like, now I know that people.
What hour was this on though?
I don't know.
Like,
is there
4:30 a.m. slot?
No. If you're CNN,
yeah.
I don't care what part of the day is. Because here's what I do know, thanks to my father-in-law, CNN replays the same loop all day long,
true.
Especially the headline news.
Yeah,
like they have an
hour
of programming, and there's burk burk burk. It's horrible.
No, it's
these guys
brilliant.
These guys are like
it's nationwide.
And I know that I'm opening up the door for people to write in and be
call in right now.
You think you guys are so much more interesting?
Well, I guarantee you, we're not getting $250,000 a year to do this bullshit.
To get out of the car, I don't know why.
Yeah.
When you're sporting an outfit like that, prosecutors say this is what he did: that he chased two women who were canoeing, and that he also chased a couple of kids who were in an ice cream shop. So
yeah.
He really was making people a tad bit uncomfortable.
Yeah,
but
they're dropping that cone and running from the hills.
I love it when they're ad-libbing.
Get it? They drop the cone and run for the hills. Hills.
They're busy trying to think of what to say next.
Yeah.
They're waiting for the next cue, looking at a light and a timer, and have 8 guys talking to them in their headphones. They can't improvise
and
anything interesting.
For me personally, this is why I don't watch the news, because I can't sit through these guys and their smarmy lack of connection. Like, here's the other thing I thought was interesting was I had a conversation with, we went out to dinner. Natalie had a client who,
Natalie is
my wife.
That one.
She's ironic.
Yeah.
So we went out with this client, and it was a couple people from the local news affiliate here in Los Angeles. Mm-hmm. And they, I mean, here in Los Angeles, they're a little bit bigger than, you know, say back when I was in Modesto, the people on Sacramento or whatever. It's a little bit of a bigger deal, I guess, because it's a bigger market. But anyway, so I was having dinner with these guys, and probably the most hysterical conversation I've had over dinner with people that aren't named Kevin Miller.
Oh, that's not true.
And in red or in neon green bathing suits. I was talking about that guy.
Got it.
So anyway, and it was just so much fun. And recently I saw that same guy do a news story, and it's interesting that, and I know that this is something that they're told to do. They have to be, because they have to fit into, like, what is the cookie cutter or the formula to be a TV announcer on the news or whatever.
Right. This is the way it's done. Don't change it.
Yeah, don't change it, because this guy is 10,000 times more compelling just having a conversation with him. But because they make him do it this way, I don't know. But I look at these guys, and I'm like, you are the most uninteresting pieces of human flesh I've ever seen on television. That's what I look at, and I can't tune in. I can't watch because of that. But I've had conversations with the man on the street guy from the LA affiliate, and he's awesome to hang out and talk to. But then again, he's also talking about, like, you know, banging young chicks and stuff like that.
Yeah,
so maybe
he's not reading stuff.
That's in his wheelhouse. You know what I mean? Like, that's what he knows. So he's talking about that. He's not talking about somebody getting hit by a car. You know what I mean?
Those aren't the same thing?
No.
Have something like that somewhere.
Yeah, right.
Oh, get it? He's got a bathing suit. He's got a bathing suit somewhere. Yeah.
In your wardrobe. In your ensemble. Maybe not that color.
No, yeah, that's right.
Like
the neon green doesn't look good on me. All right, let's move to the next one.
All right, it's the next story. It does have a good ending, but this poor woman.
Now, this is a horrible, horrible story.
Is Kevin Miller also in this story?
No.
I don't
know. But the only reason I stayed watching it to this one is because I was like, if Kevin Miller was the nugget introduced in the first 15 seconds of this video, then this next story has to have something and it comes at the end. So I'm going to try and play it through all the way. But just pay attention to the smarmy tone. And then she also said, this does have a happy ending. Otherwise, I wouldn't, like, tell you this story if it wasn't for the fact that it has
Mom
a happy
Tampa.
Ending.
She says that she watched car thieves drive away with her baby in the backseat. We wouldn't tell you this again if there wasn't an amazing ending. And that woman's name is Carol.
So how can they be objective news reporters on CNN Headline News if, well, we wouldn't tell you the story?
Well, maybe it's like this segment is like the lighter side or ridiculous, ironic people in the human aquarium.
But nobody knows this.
But
you know what I mean?
What I'm saying is maybe, because you're just watching one clip.
Yeah.
Maybe this part of the CNN
It's called the most outrageous prime news.
So maybe that's the point, is like, this is supposed to be a little lighter fun, a little more fun fair, a little more interesting.
But here's the thing, though. They use this story. Like, just listen.
She puts her 11-month-old son in his car seat. She goes back in to get her other kids. Moms do this all the time, Mike. She says that guys took off, thieves, with her car. So she starts screaming for the baby's father, who does what any father would do. He runs down the street trying to get his kids. Must have been fine. He was able to...
What just happened?
This is the bad thing about the phone calls. All right. Thanks for calling this second funniest podcast you're on. We're talking about aquariums. Who is this?
This is Greg.
This is who?
This is Greg.
Greg? Greg, like Greg?
Yeah, Greg Carell.
Greg Carell?
Oh, hi, Greg Carell. I know Greg Carell.
Oh, okay.
From Ecclesia.
Yeah.
Are you listening live right
this?
Now? This is Justin and Kevin Miller. We host the second funniest podcast.
Yes.
Do you have us by it? Did you? Hold on. Are you drunk dialing us, or did you accidentally call this number on your cell phone?
No, I would like to say I drunk dialed. I had that kind of day, but no, I have not drunk dialed.
Sorry to hear your day was bad. What on my Facebook profile prompted you to call? I put like four messages right now.
It was simply Kevin's post. Seriously, call. I was intrigued.
It worked.
So, Greg,
it
I don't know.
It totally worked.
I don't know if you're a listener.
Am I the first sucker?
Yes. Well, second, maybe. Yeah.
You're the third. The other two hung up on us, though. Well, in our defense, I answered the phone, and then they hung up on us, and then they called again, and I hung up on them, and so then you called and I answered. So do you listen to the second funniest podcast, or are you just like, I have to figure out what's going on with this phone number, and that's why I'm calling?
I had to figure, but I think I'm going to listen now.
Yeah, you should. because just so you know, you're going out to hundreds of people on a downloaded basis later on. It's not like you're live right now, so if you do let something slip.
Right.
Although we are broadcasting over the internet, but unfortunately we only have one listener.
Two, one of which is us.
One of which is
us. Greg is a talented musician and chock full of knowledge of all sorts of things. Greg, do you have any trivia tidbits on the subject of aquariums?
Aquariums?
Yeah, any...
As far as... Do they have to be truthful?
No.
No, they do not.
I'm more interested in what you can make up about an aquarium.
Aquariums used to be made out of granite.
What?
Wow.
But
that's
Greg,
very boring.
How did people see them? Is it some kind of snake oil thing? Or
it's called a sink.
So people just look down from the top of the water, or was it completely enclosed in granite?
The strange thing is, this used to be one of those in-wall models.
So there was just a wall of granite, and you knew that on the other side there were fish.
So it's very hipster, like on the other side of this wall.
You know, I have one of those at home. Exactly. I have a wall that on the other side there's a fireplace and a full yacht.
Wow.
I'll show it to you sometime.
I got to put one of these in my place.
I'm going to look see.
You can have one. Justin, I just installed on the other side of this wall are 100 acres
of just land?
Woods.
So all I have to do is knock that wall down and my kid can
Yeah, but you don't want to do that.
Why?
Because it's not hipster.
Oh. Right, it's only Greg? Hipster to have the idea of
it. Yeah, exactly. Oh. Right, Greg? Right?
Yes.
I got close.
So here's the other thing, Greg may be able to, because I heard that you're a musician from Kevin, and I also know that you go to the Church of Ecclesia as well.
He's got a daughter that's about a year and a half older than yours.
Than my son?
Yeah.
Okay. Here's my real question, though. Where do you stand on my personal beef with this Joseph Barkley jerk?
Your personal belief that what?
My personal beef with this Joseph Barkley. This, you know, I mean, I'm sure you being a musician, him being, I'm some kind of amateur musician of some kind.
He
slaps a bass or some crap.
Yeah.
So, I mean, when you guys are getting ready to play some songs at the church, I don't know if you guys jam outside of the church together, but to me, it seems like he's kind of a know-it-all, kind of a guy who's like, oh, you know, I know how we should probably do this.
You know, I just want to warn you, Dr. Worsham, that I know a portion of our listeners attend my church, and they see Joseph as their shepherd.
Well, they should know this. What is really going on
they know.
Behind the mask, the veil, if you would.
Greg, you are a first-time caller, never-time listener, so I'll fill you in on what Justin's beef is with Joseph. Joseph is a long-time listener. He's listened to every episode of our show, and he simply suggested to Justin that we should get a compressor to help, which, funny side note, Justin did end up doing and has enjoyed the podcast much more, but did not enjoy being told that he should do it. So it's probably been over a year and a half.
Here's the thing. Yeah. If he's going
to
be...
Joseph will tell you how to chew bubble gum.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about, Greg. That's what he's the kind of guy. You know what I mean? He's the guy that they make up that joke that if you're lost in the woods and you need somebody to come find you, you start playing solitaire because Joseph Barkley will show up, tell you how to play. Oh, you should move that ace of clubs over there, drop it in. Then you can count them down from there. That's what I'm saying. That's my issue.
And if you're playing solitaire in the woods, who can hear it? That's what I want to know.
You know,
the one-handed man clapping.
Because in our staff meeting yesterday, he did nickname himself Joseph. I don't want to tell you how to do your job, but Barkley. So it's like you might have known something that I didn't
might have. I might have.
You, what do you know about aquariums, Justin?
I know that Joseph Barkley knows the proper way to put one in.
That's probably
I know
true.
He knows how to figure out the pH balance in some water. He's probably got some opinions on what kind of tank you should get.
He does a lot of wall hangings.
Yeah. He could probably judge my land that I have behind my granite aquarium here in my place.
He probably can. He can size it up for you.
Man, I'm glad. You know what? Here's the thing, Greg. I'm glad you called in, even if it was by accident, because I feel like you brought peace to me and my beef with Joseph Barkley. I feel like all I needed...
By peace, you mean validity.
Yes. That's all I needed. I needed somebody to be like, you know what? Because my best friend of 13 years sits across from me and does nothing but defend this bald jerk. Agnosium the whole time.
He's a nice guy. I wish we could have him on the show. He's just too cowardly to show up.
Yeah, he should be. He should be. He doesn't want to come into my dojo. Let me tell him how things go.
He is a black belt.
Huh?
He is a black belt.
I'm sorry?
He has a black belt.
Like a dress belt or?
No, like he is a ninja and he has a katana blade. Slice. Greg, back me up.
Well, you know what? I appreciate
he'll kill you with those eyes, too.
Yeah. Oh, those beautiful eyes. I've looked in those eyes across a Sharky's plate of nachos, and it's hypnotizing. I almost forgot about my nachos. That's how beautiful that man is. Maybe that's really where my anger is coming from.
I think so.
I think it comes from his
jealousy.
It's not jealous.
You want to look as good as him.
It's not jealous.
Nah.
I do wish I had his figure. Yeah, I mean, the guy looks built.
He's got about 5 years on you, and he can...
He's 5 years older than me?
I think so.
I don't care, ninja skills or not. I bet I could take him.
I don't know if that's true.
Here's the thing.
Take him in what, an eating contest?
Hurtful. Because I did think he had like some kind of pansy salad at Sharky's while I'm chowing down on a full plate of nachos.
He had the power plate.
A power plate?
Yeah, you get some veggies.
Even his food is an veiled attempt at intimidation. Even his freaking lunch is like, I'm better than you. I eat power lunch.
You know,
power plate.
I've known Joseph for 5 years and have never once been like, gosh, this guy is so intimidating or pretentious or any of these things that you're
because
suggesting.
Because you only see the mask. You see the mask that he wears for all the Ecclesia people.
Yeah, he'll slice you, Kevin.
Yeah.
That's true. He will slice me.
Yeah.
He'll slice me deep.
He will. He'll cut you. He'll cut you. Just start doing something in front of him, and I'm sure he'll come up with some kind of opinion.
That might be true.
Here's what you got to do. You got to find something that you think you're better than him at.
Well, I'm better at lots of things than him.
Okay, what? Name one.
We talk about it all the time.
He says this?
Yeah. He said I can make a really good pot of coffee for him. He said I can make better pot of coffee for him than he can.
Oh, Kevin.
What?
Kevin. 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 You're drinking the Kool-Aid, bro.
That's true. I need to drink your coffee.
I love how Greg's back on Joseph's side because Joseph makes some mean coffee. That is some good coffee. Best coffee I've ever had. But Kevin makes better. I got to try some of this Miller coffee.
It's true. Actually, it's not true. He was a barista. Joseph kind of prides himself in his ability to make coffee.
He's a barista?
He was a barista.
What the hell is going on with this guy? Something's not right. He's living like, Bruce Bannon or the guy who.
What are you saying?
The guy who was the Incredible Hulk. He's going around.
Bruce Banner?
Yeah. He's going around from city to city. That's what he does. This is his whole thing. He goes around from city to city playing this mild-mannered, calm, little bald dude who slaps a bass every now and
Greg,
then.
Greg, are you glad you called?
And then, you know, he comes in all mild-mannered, and then something goes wrong. Mm-hmm. Makes him snap, and next thing you know, boom, your small little town's destroyed by a big green monster wearing purple pants.
Yeah, how did the pants become purple?
It just happens. It's the gamma rays.
I didn't see that. Oh, the gamma rays.
Yeah, gamma rays turn
blue jeans purple.
So you just wait. I'm just saying, how close is your office to this guy's?
Oh, I'm on the others. Actually, no one is further from his office than mine.
Oh, you're going to be the one who survives to live on to tell the tale.
Sweet.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Next week on the Second Funniest Podcast. Tune into our Ustream. I love that Greg calls, and that's what you want to talk to him about, is try to get him to bag on
as soon as you said he's a musician and he goes to church, I'm like, I don't care what he's got about aquariums. I want to have him settle this beef that I have with Joseph Barkley. And he did. He did. He told the truth. He's not afraid.
Way to go. Courageous Greg.
Yeah.
True to his convictions.
Thank you so much for calling in, Greg. I'm going to let you go unless you have anything else you want to say bad about Joseph Barkley or any tidbits about aquariums.
Joseph has no hair.
Oh, snap!
That's not true. He has eyebrows and facial hair.
But they're not real. Greg knows the truth.
They're penciled on.
We're going to start a blog about the truth behind Joseph Barkley. That's what we're going to do. And by the way, if you go to Church Ecclesia and you're listening to this show and you think that any of this is true, you need to find a new place to go. Go make yourself Jewish or something. You got to move on. This is not for you. All right? Joseph Barkley, I'm sure, is a great... I don't like him, but I'm sure a lot of people think he's great. A lot of people...
So he's listened to every episode. You don't appreciate that? I think he's even donating to the show.
You know what he's listening for? A lot of people listen to the show for entertainment. It kills an hour of their commute, or maybe while they're running around in circle while more impressive men play basketball beneath them. But here's my point. okay? He listens to the show so it has something else he can correct.
No.
He's going around trying to fix the world.
That's not it.
I'm saying take time for yourself, Joseph Barkley. Maybe focus in on that 8-year-old with her superpowers of reading and writing. Is that the right guy?
That was the right guy.
Nailed it. Nailed it. Maybe I'm a little too obsessed with this beautiful
bald
man.
Maybe, I think so, yeah. I think so. I think you're just jealous of him.
No.
Do you want to be the lead pastor of Ecclesia?
I would not judge people as much. That came out wrong. Hold on. Now I even have to backpedal on that. What I meant to say was I would not tell them what to do as much as he does.
Well, that's what a pastor does. Oh. He encourages them to...
Well, maybe he should keep it in the church, huh? Keep it in the Lord's house and off my podcast.
Yeah, it's my podcast, too. I thought it was a good suggestion. And you did what he suggested.
That's neither here nor there.
Okay. Greg, thanks for calling. I hope you're having a great day.
Nobody's thanking you more than me, Greg. I appreciate it ever so much. And do me a favor. Just give Joseph Barkley a little wink next time you go by, because in about 5 days he might have heard this, but
that's
until
true.
Then he will not have.
That's true.
And then you maybe trip him.
I'm not afraid of him.
You shouldn't be. You shouldn't be. You shouldn't be. Nobody. I'm sure this black belt thing is totally made up. Here's the thing. I'm going to say this, Joseph Barkley. If you are a black belt in ninjutsu, I'd like you to come into my house without me knowing and steal my wife and child.
You're an ass.
Come on. Come on, Kung Fu fighter.
Beautiful.
Come on, Mr. Carrot Dean.
Now we just need the voice of Kung Fu Panda to call in.
All right, Greg. Thanks again. That was a lot of fun. I appreciate it.
Thank you, gentlemen. Have a good evening.
You all too. Right, you have a better one.
It's great.
Okay, so aquariums. I don't know if this stupid baby thing can follow that. So I'm gonna move on. If you,
I want to know the rest.
All right,
put it in there.
Open one of the car doors before the driver took off.
So just to recap, what's happened was this lady, she put her 11-month-old baby in the car, but she had other children who maybe Joseph Barkley could give her a few tips because she's have all these kids out of wedlock, which we'll later find out.
But you're ruining it.
No, that's not the point of the story. The point of the story is just the way that they're telling the story, and they're making it sound like an uplifting one. And so what happens is, and I'm just recapping this just in case they've covered it already, but she puts the baby, she goes back, and while she's going back to get her other children, which in my opinion, I think, is like a 200-yard walk from the way that this happens, these guys jump into her car and steal it. She screams to her boyfriend, and then he runs after the car, okay?
Got it.
If you hear me screaming, and my boyfriend stops you and looks you dead in your eyes and says, my son is in the back seat, and you take off, then what are your...
Okay, so that's a poorly edited piece of B-roll, number one.
Yeah.
Because she said, so the way that the story happened was the man stops them and looks them in the eye, and then the guys leave. And this is like, we wouldn't tell you this if this didn't end in a happy ending.
Right. We don't kill the kid.
Yeah, we don't kill the kid. So the guy catches the car, right? And then the guy looks up and says, my baby's in the back seat. And the guy drives away. And then watch this, though.
Well, the guys who stole the car, obviously a bunch of creeps. But at least one of them did the right thing. And they ended up dropping the baby off, still in his car seat, at a house down the street.
Aww.
He still did the right thing by dropping the baby off.
That's very considerate.
Not at a hospital where he could be immediately cared for, but on the stoop of somebody's house. He didn't knock on the door and go, by the way, here's a baby. He left it. And then I love how
well,
she
that's the right thing to do when stealing a car.
Oh, my God. And then she says, in the car seat. Oh, my gosh.
So the kid can't get out and hurt himself.
Oh, my gosh.
Right on the porch. Wow. Right on the porch.
Yeah, happy ending. We're thankful for that.
Fantastic.
Fantastic. Babies being left in doorsteps. Fantastic. That's outstanding. Thank you, CNN News. Then the rest of it is just about some rooster in Venice Beach or in Miami. Was it Venice Beach? It's here?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
maybe it's someplace else. I don't know. But anyway, there's
Miami
a rooster at a beach.
That would be down in
that
Miami.
Somebody, I thought it was in Florida, but somebody didn't want the rooster there because he crows at like 6 in the morning and they hate him. So that was that. Let's see. What else do I have? Oh, yeah. All of my stuff has to do with human aquariums.
Do it. Tell us more.
This is literally a human aquarium, I think from the idea of potheads. It comes to us from a website called halfbakery.com, and it's just some random dude's thoughts where he says, human aquarium, large plexiglass cube in the ocean. So for a second, I thought, is this real? And it says, in the shallow waters of the ocean off the coastline, the water depth ranges from 50 to 100 feet. Well, at least here in Texas, it does. But it says is, not it.
This is a good piece of journalism.
Yeah. On my fishing trips in the Gulf, I've always wondered how the ocean looks from the bottom, but without having to scuba dive or get in a submersible.
Is he British?
If only there was a way to remove the water in, say, a square, so I could walk around on the dry ocean floor and have a look at all the fish and sea creatures without getting wet.
What the hell?
Perhaps a giant cube of plexiglass or similar tough material could be constructed in a bay, floated out to sea, and upon reaching the target destination, anchor the bottom with weights. Now, I love that the guy uses proper terminology, but has no consideration for the world of physics.
Yeah.
So his philosophy is we're going to make a huge cube of plexiglass that could withstand the pressure of being 100 feet underwater, which I don't know how many pounds of pressure that would be, but it's not
too much for plexiglass.
Yeah. And then he says, we're going to bring it out to the spot and then weigh it down. Mm-hmm. Right, to get it in there. And then he goes, the weight could be added in shipments through the roof to the floor of the cube.
So he wants to pile on weight on top of plexiglass in addition to the hundreds of pounds of water that's crushing on it.
And then
and what's he going to
put weights.
I know,
in,
I get it. On top of it.
No, inside, I think.
Oh, even
because
better.
See, it says
so how's he going to get the
weight? The
inside?
Weight could be added in shipments through the roof to the floor of the cube.
So how are the weights going to get inside?
Well, here's what you got to do, Kevin. Yeah. You take this empty cube of plexiglass, you push it underwater, and then you use the weights to push it underwater by having a hatch.
Okay, but once you open the hatch, Justin, won't the water from under the water level get inside the cube?
That's an interesting thought that the THC running through my veins right now makes it impossible for me to understand that tidbit of logic, but I've carefully planned out...
What THC do you have?
Marijuana.
Are you back on the pot?
I love it. but he goes, through shipments, of course, this wouldn't be the only thing keeping the cube from floating away. Duh.
Oh, of course not.
Anchors would be drilled deep into the ocean floor to make sure it doesn't get swept away by currents or hurricanes. Bilge pumps, just in case. That's just a phrase in there. Bilge pumps, just in case. The cube wall itself is supported from the crushing weight of the ocean. He's thought of it. By a grid of supporting beams. On these beams, different floors could be added depending on the strength of plexiglass and the beams. Fewer beams would be needed in order to facilitate the view. So you couldn't use that many view beams because you want to be able to still have window space. So the only thing is that last thing, unless I'm using my logical brain to wrap around this pothead idea, is that he creates like a column. So it's not a cube that he's going to completely submerge, but it's like a cube that would stick up from the top and you could walk down through the plexiglass. Does that make sense?
Yes.
He said the roof will need to be several feet above the water to keep tides and waves from spilling over. I'd say at least 30 to 40 feet. Not to mention it wouldn't be watertight in the first place for safety reasons. Levels above water will require enough room to house the max capacity of the cube underwater. Rooftop would have a few heliports and docks for boats. Now it's an 8-year-old. Marketing this cube would be the first...
Maybe it was like a father-son project they did on my first website. Yeah.
Marketing this cube would be the first, in quotes, restaurant at the bottom of the sea... Or the first...
What the hell is going on? Is this a real thing? Did you just write this with your
son? No, it's here at halfbakery.com. And then it says, marketing this would be, in quotes, restaurant at the bottom of the sea. Or the first, not in quotes, hotel at the bottom of the sea. Now, the only thing I could think of is that we're suggesting the idea of a restaurant at the bottom of the sea, but really it's BYOB. But you could sleep there. That's a real deal thought. There's no sarcasm in that. He says various levels could house shops or mini parks. Some could be built as hotels, apartments.
What the hell? How big is this thing now?
For offshore oil field workers, fishermen, etc.
I thought it was a cube for walking around and looking at the... Now it's a city.
Maybe he, as he's writing it, he's like, it's building in his head, too. Excuse me.
Some serious...
In addition, ocean current power tubine generators or a similar invention can be added to the walls for electricity to obtain... free energy. I'm pretty sure that the idea is that it would be free. You're using your quotes wrong. Incredibly ironic. Fish would be delighted. Thank you. Fish would be delighted to think somebody finally caught humans and put them in aquariums for all the fishes to enjoy. Imagine their happiness and all the fish that would come to see the humans in the aquariums. You dumb son of a bitch.
How do they get down there?
Oh gosh. And I'm just saying. I'm just seeing this, that then there are people who commented on this. It says, underwater observatories exist, although they often have windows rather than entirely transparent walls, maybe because there's less surface area to keep clear. True. But if that was only plexiglass, Pyrex, whatever. Oh, this is him responding. This is great.
Oh, that's great.
True. But if it was only plexiglass, Pyrex being the glass that's used in your oven... Wouldn't it be much easier to scrape off the barnacles and algae?
Oh my gosh.
Like I love how he's got this condescending tone. Like, listen, I've thought this through, asshole. I said, seeing this concept in Texas together made me think of the submarine stage at Aqua Arena Springs in San Antonio area.
It wasn't this whole concept that he didn't want to get into a submarine or a boat, and now he wants to live underwater?
Yeah. Oh, gosh, it's funny. I think that's all that's interesting about this.
Well done.
But he gets into, like, these fights and stuff like that.
I mean, it's not quite trivia worthy, but definitely interesting.
Interesting. That's why, I stumbled on it, and I'm like, well, there's nothing really, like, informative other than the idea that the internet has also provided us a website that you can go to called halfbakery.com, and you can listen to Pothead Ideas.
Oh, I get it.
It gives them a soapbox.
That you do or don't have to listen to. That's awesome.
Yeah, I love it.
All right, so I spent a full week researching aquariums.
Uh-huh.
And this morning when I thought of
the full week that you did that, is that like on a Mercury week? Or?
Yeah, it's on like the full week I thought about researching aquariums.
Okay, got it.
And then this morning I thought I should probably do that.
Yeah.
And I thought instantly about what everybody thinks about when they think about aquariums.
Uh-huh.
Popeye.
There it is. You had all this time and you couldn't find a YouTube thing of the Popeye theme song?
Well, I don't have an out from my laptop and we need to give me another feed.
Okay, I can do that right now.
Okay. So, what I thought about, trivia-wise, was what the hell is the deal with Popeye?
Uh-huh.
Like, I mean, you he's so embedded in pop culture, right, that everybody gets it, who he is. He eats spinach, he's a sailor.
For a second, I thought you were doing a bit, but now I'm
on. No, I'm not. See, you can't tell. I thought I was lying.
I could tell. No, I could do you doing a bit. I could tell when you're lying, especially when it comes to sex.
That's true. I mean, that's not true. So I thought about it and thought, well, why in the world would you choose Popeye as a cartoon? He was huge for so long in newspapers as well as animated. Like, why? When you really think about it, what's the deal with him, right? No, you're not. I want you to agree.
You want me to? I'm agreeing.
No, I'm just trying to find my link.
Okay.
Just talk about it for a minute.
Well, to me, I feel like if I'm going to seriously entertain your idea, Popeye is interesting because
shut up. I found it. Okay. No, go ahead.
He's the quintessential superhero, in my opinion.
Oh, that's interesting.
You know what I mean? He's a small guy who's wimpy, and then he also drives home the idea of eating your vegetables makes you incredibly strong and violent.
But it's exactly. But it's also such an old school idea, this old school mentality of like a sailor, and you know, he's stuck in the 1920s.
And so clearly, I mean, he's into those thin anorexic chicks. That's not healthy.
With the little, you know, minor A cup boobs.
Yeah.
She just has like the letter C drawn on her chest twice.
Yeah. Well, I feel that if you're a muscular guy and you need that tiny of a woman.
He's not that muscular though. He's like built like Joseph Barkley, but with giant arms.
Giant forearms.
Yeah, that's it. Just forearms.
Okay.
He's like a Mega Man character. Popeye.
So, but I'm saying that he's kind of machismo and he's a hero. Like he goes around fighting people and yet he chooses to fall in love with a rail thin chick. I feel like there's something that says something about his relationship with his father and that he finds a woman that's easy for him to dominate. You know what I mean?
I don't know. It seems like I'm trying to remember from it. And it was usually he was playing the hero because Bluto was
playing the jerk.
Wanted to, you know, go to third base with olive oil, and she wasn't having any of that. And so he would be stepping in like a true cowboy, like a true sailor.
So do you think, though, is it only because olive oil was his baby's mama or whatever?
I don't know. Like, so I need to watch more Popeye. I'm going to put him on YouTube tomorrow.
Clearly, the world does.
Work. Yeah.
Maybe we wouldn't be in this economical situation.
Yeah, because if we invested more money into things that matter, like Snoopy and Popeye.
Spinach.
So the answer that I found is that the inspiration for Popeye came from the artist's friend, Frank Rocky wasn't very clever. Frank Rocky Friegel. And that's there's a picture of him online I can show it to you.
No, here, I'll make a note and I'll put it in the podcast.
Great. And that's it's a little one-eyed guy with a little corncob pipe there. And that's it was a buddy of the cartoonist's. How do I pronounce his name? LZ Cigar. I'm saying that totally wrong. That was ironic. And so I found that fascinating. Once I saw that image, I'm like, oh, okay, well, at least it came from somewhere. It wasn't just Like, how do you come up with Garfield, Jim Davis? I had a cat that ate lasagna. What cat eats lasagna?
Yeah, I don't know. Did you know the story behind that or no?
I don't. Oh, okay. If only we knew somebody we could ask.
Google.
That's probably better.
Who are you thinking? Joseph Barkley?
Yeah, he knows everything. So I tried to find, like, the world's ancientest aquarium. Could not find ancient aquariums, but they do have records of granite top aquariums. No, they old, like, some aquariums are noted to be 2,900 years old, and they would just be ponds where they put fish and that kind of thing. But the America's oldest, what state do you guess the America's oldest aquarium is in?
So, like, not an aquarium in, like, what you would keep in your house.
No, but, like, an aquarium like a, that I would
like
pay
money.
Like
an amusement area.
Exactly. Where is the America's oldest aquarium?
Did it start in America? Can I know if it started there?
I don't know if aquariums start in America.
No, I'm saying that because here's my theory. My first thought
it's
was...
It's not the first. It's the oldest.
Oh.
Yeah, that's my point.
Wait, what?
It's not the first aquarium in... Why is that confusing? The first aquarium in America is no longer around. So something else is the oldest aquarium.
Oh, because the first one is come and gone.
There you go.
Okay. That was really hard for me to wrap around.
The first human being is no longer around. Adam is long gone.
Excuse me, what?
Yeah, but there is an older human than any of the rest of the humans that are alive.
Oh, boy.
Who is the oldest human?
So then this would have been, like, say, the second or third probably aquarium in the United States.
I don't know.
States,
it's just
maybe?
The question is, what state houses the oldest
aquarium? I'm going to say Nebraska was my first choice because it would be the one most interested in fish because there's nothing but lakes. Like, they're nowhere near the ocean.
Well, that's a good guess.
You know what I mean? But part of me feels like that it's got to be something obvious. The reason I asked what I asked is because I thought it might be a Hawaii. And when we...
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? We eventually
purchased. Who have a very tiny aquarium.
Yeah.
As we know. It's about the size of your living room here.
Yeah. So, let's see. The oldest... it's got to be someplace on the East Coast. I'm going to say, like, the Philadelphia Aquarium.
Oklahoma.
I was closer with Nebraska.
You were closer with Nebraska. Where did I see the oldest aquarium?
Now, is it like, by law, do they have to have the original fish? So is it just all turtles in the Oklahoma?
No, yeah. It's actually, they just have to have the same glass. Apparently, the Oklahoma aquarium is pretty decent. It's a quiet little location. There are a number of very high-quality fish. I'm trying to see how big it is. It's got an ice cream parlor. Folks, if you know where the Oklahoma Aquarium is, please call in 408-228-4911. 408-28 Baddocks. Okay, so then, you know, my uncle worked at the Newport Aquarium up in Oregon.
I did not.
You didn't know that. Well, they had everybody's favorite whale.
Shamu.
No, everybody's favorite whale from the movies.
Willie.
Yeah. They had Willie just after the first movies were released.
Oh, okay. For some reason, I thought he was in a tank that, like, you could walk under, but I was like, no, it'd be a big aquarium.
No, it was a big aquarium. And his name is Kiko, the real whale.
Kiko.
Was named Kiko. And, of course, as you know, in the movies, in the first movie, he was only in, like, 40% of the scenes.
Do you hear he's coming back again?
Is he doing
evidently
Free Willie's son?
This dumb son of a bitch keeps getting caught because they have to keep letting him free.
You know,
now they have to have dead Steve Irwin's daughter. She's going to free him.
You remember
Bilbo Baggins?
Back in the
what's
day?
Her name?
Condoleezza Rice?
No. Oh, crap. That's going to bother. Bindi.
You know, back in the day, movies like Free Willy would try to make up with so many sequels that eventually they'd just be direct-to-DVDs. Now we're in an era where movies make direct-to-DVDs and then eventually have enough sequels to where they can be put into features. Because that's what happened with that stupid High School Musical. There's so many of those, and they're like, the third one, hey, you know what? We should subject parents to this in a movie theater and make them pay $33 in popcorn.
Yeah.
It's brilliant.
Because you know why?
Yeah.
Because a DVD, as I've learned as a parent, is that if you buy a Blu-ray of Toy Story and Toy Story 2, you can watch that 100 times.
Yeah.
And that's not an exaggeration. I borderline have the entire dialogue. I could probably, if they were like, oh, crap, we're going to do a live version of Toy Story, Tom Hanks just had an aneurysm and can't use his tongue.
That's nice of you to not kill him in your fantasy version of the story.
No, he's got to live. He's one of the top people in Hollywood. You know, he's the most powerful. We can't let him go. He's the only one making fun of Mormons. You know what I'm saying?
Is he? Who? When did he make fun of Mormons?
He's not making fun of him. He's doing that. He's producing that show, Big Love.
How Come Mormons Are Dumb?
Yeah, it's Playtone Records. And then he has, what's the other one? Which I don't think Mormons are dumb because Jerem the Mormon Brown listens to this show. So he's got to have some ounce of intellect.
You know, Joseph Barkley listens to the show.
Hmm. I get, see, it's different.
Yeah.
Jerem doesn't call in with suggestions on how to make the show better. You know, and here's the
he
other
just
thing.
Writes them to me.
Joseph Barkley yeah. doesn't even call in either.
I regret bringing this up.
He just... sends his little coy message of Machiavellian sabotage tactics through you.
That's true. He didn't call in. He just suggested it to
he
me.
Didn't send me. I throw out my email every
episode.
You
think if he had written you, you wouldn't have been so angry at him if it had been a personal approach?
I think if it wasn't as entertaining to me, I wouldn't be so...
Next question. My uncle Dick Miller worked over at the Newport Aquarium, mm-hmm. and back then he said that when, at the height of Free Willy's popularity that summer after the movie came out, that they had Kiko the whale there and said, "It's Free Willy, come and check him out." They were stealing business, not stealing, but they were siphoning business off from Disneyland. The Disney could notice that their numbers were dropping because the families were deciding to go to the Newport Aquarium.
The Newport is down here in Southern California?
No. Oh. People are choosing to go to Oregon to see an aquarium that you could see in half a day easily.
Yeah.
And as opposed to going to Disneyland for a week. Or whatever. Yeah, that's how big the aquarium was. And then, of course, they ripped that out after Free Willy got freed and replaced it with three other exhibits.
What if there was a bunch of idiots running this in Oregon? Well, he got let go in the movie.
That's what they did. All the kids are like, "Let him go!" And they had riots every day.
Some guy,
but they're 8-year-olds, so they
some
just
guy in a wetsuit is waving his hand over the edge of the aquarium, and this stupid fish keeps jumping out and landing on concrete.
Exactly. It was really sad. So
Bendy Irwin comes in and saves the day.
Oh, neither one of us researched that. That's
what?
So sad. Irwin, the guy who died from the stingray.
Oh, that wasn't in an aquarium. If it was, he also
it?
Shouldn't have. No, he was out in the Gulf of Mexico.
It's fish related.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So now they have a very cool shark exhibit that you can walk through, and they have an escalator, like moving sidewalks.
Wow.
You can just sit, and it's built by Home Depot. You'd love it. You just sit, you can stand there on the moving sidewalk and look up and watch the sharks above your head. It's pretty awesome.
There was another, I can't remember what it was, but they called it Shark Experience or something that.
Shark Experience.
Yeah, something where I'd seen something similar to that as well.
Yeah, that's good.
Speaking of which, I don't know how I'm going to do this. I just want to talk about it, though, because we don't have enough time left for me to drop in all the pictures.
Yeah.
But I found if you just Google, like, top 10 coolest aquariums, if you're really that interested in seeing this, they have in the center of a hotel, which from what I can understand is at least about 15 floors high, they have a column aquarium, and that's the largest aquarium in the world.
That's cool.
In Berlin. And then the other cool, or no, maybe it's not the largest, but it's the biggest column aquarium or whatever. And then they have in Okinawa, Japan, they have this huge aquarium where they have like shark whales. Like that's how big it is. Like they have these huge, huge tanks and you can do the same thing like what you're talking about, walk underneath.
That's cool.
But the one that I thought was most interesting is in a restaurant and let me see where it is. The Fish Highway is a water-filled overhead tunnel connecting two or more aquariums. As long as no air gets in, fish can travel from one tank to another. For a simpler version, you might try the Fish Condo, which is three connected fish bowls.
Oh, cool.
It doesn't say where it is. That sucks. This is just top 10. And it's this. It looks like it's in a restaurant or like a coffee house. And they have these two little like 10-gallon tanks. But then like for probably 20 feet, it goes straight up, this column of water goes... What's that noise?
That's my dryer.
I thought, for some reason, I was like, that's not the dryer. That's coming from your computer. But anyway, you could...
Five, four, three.
The fish actually could travel, and I was like, no fish would go through that. And then they have little pictures of the fish actually traveling.
I gotta see that.
Through the
How
highway.
How do I find that?
Go to... Just Google top 10 coolest aquariums, and it's a Fun Fever blogspot is the address or whatever.
Well, for next week's trivia challenge, I put up on Facebook what we should do, and the only person that responded is Jody, who I went to high school with, and she suggests that we research the job requirements or qualifications to become a Walmart greeter.
Ooh.
So that's a little specific, so I think let's research and find trivia.
Well, we'll do that first, and then we'll
branch out from there.
We'll do information on old people's jobs.
Oh, I was going to say Walmart, but let's do old people's jobs.
Yeah.
Or old people.
Or the mentally handicapped.
It's all the same thing.
Really?
So, yeah.
Oh. Well, you're right, my grandpa.
You know, well, wait a minute, because it's a little typecasting. You're saying that all old people or that Walmart greeters are always old people or retarded. Is that true?
Yes.
We need to research this.
Okay.
The trivia challenge.
We'll figure out the
thrown.
Statistics on
Jody,
what actually it is.
You are going to have your mind blown.
Yeah. That's how we do it. I think we are out of time for the show.
Man. Justin, do you have any plugs?
I do.
What do you want to know?
Don't forget, you can send us an email to show@secondfunniestpodcast.com or give us a call, 408-228-4911. If you're like, you know what? I'm not into this whole internet thing. I'll listen to radio shows on it, but I'm not going to send emails. I'm going to do it the old fashioned way. Well, I'm not giving you my address because that'll be creepy. And maybe then Joseph Barkley could actually pass my challenge of stealing my wife and kid. You could just call us at 408-228-4911. Leave us a voicemail with your suggestion of a topic you'd like us to research and discuss. June 4th and 5th, I'm going to be at Flappers Comedy Club in Claremont, California. For all information on upcoming shows, you could go to justincomedy.com. Also, we have a new thing that I would like everybody to do. Please go to secondfunniestpodcast.com and take our survey.
Yes.
That is going to be a huge help for us. That's a chance for you to give us feedback on the show. And also, if we develop enough of a survey that they will sell advertisers, like they'll pitch it to advertisers for us, where we can actually make some bread off this show. Which leads me to my next point. You could subscribe to the show by going to secondfunniestpodcast.com, giving us $2 a month, just 50 cents an episode. There's a link there for PayPal. Also, don't forget you become a fan of us, or like us now, as they call it, on Facebook. We need a few more fans because we have a lot of listeners and not enough fans to be able to have facebook.com/secondfunniestpodcast. So please do that. Also, I'm interested. I thought of this.
We have to have a certain number of fans before we can
As a business, before you can add your own name. So, but I thought about this when I was taking the trash out today, is that I think I am kind of jumping on
to that detail.
Kevin Mellor's idea here, in that
we're
going to
wear bathing suits and go harass people?
Done. No, you, Kevin Mellor, Kevin.
Oh, not the cool one.
And that I think that maybe we could use Facebook. You like the show. Clearly, you're listening to it. Yeah. And maybe if I wasn't so busy bad-mouthing your bald ass, that maybe you could tell more people about it. If only there was a group of people that you were in contact with on maybe a weekly basis, that maybe you could share information and insights on the show. Maybe maybe use this show to give more examples on what they should be doing with their lives.
You know, he's a pastor. He speaks to hundreds of people a week.
Who?
Anybody you're talking about.
Attaboy. So become a fan on Facebook and use it to tell more people about the show. See if we can't get some more
But, you know, I'm in favor. I think this is a great idea, but I think, you know, you can't. I think it's important to remember that we're a community here. So if we're asking somebody to do something, we will in turn do something for you.
Okay.
Right? It's not just about our selfish needs, because everybody's got a show. Everybody has their own podcast.
Yeah.
So you tell people about the Second Funniest Podcast. We'll tell people about whatever it is you want them to know about.
You know what I would love to do, by the chance? You know what I would love to do, by the way? I would love to break up with your boyfriend or girlfriend for you.
What?
I would love to do that.
People together on the show.
Huh?
That's much more interesting.
No, but I'm saying as a service. Say, like, you tell your boyfriend about the show.
You do those episodes. I'll do the ones where we call people and say, you know who likes you? Guess, name three people. Because that's a little bit of your drama. But and then if they don't name the girl that they thought that called it initially.
What if we put our hands together, right? So we call the person that they've told us to call.
Yeah.
And we say, guess who likes you?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
And then they say, oh, I can't. Really, I have a girlfriend. No, you don't.
Oh, well
done. And then
we
hang up.
Nice, nice.
Or we could still get the people that it likes. Maybe we play MASH with them.
It might take a while for them to cry, though.
They're
like, what do you mean?
Anybody who's breaking up with somebody through a podcast, that's not a serious relationship.
It's one-sided. Maybe they were in love.
Ooh.
That we've got to do this.
Yeah.
Hey, if you need to break up with your boyfriend, a girlfriend, husband,
show
or wife,
at secondfunniestpodcast.com, 408-228-4911. For all the information on the podcast, go to secondfunniestpodcast.com. Thank you very much for listening. On behalf of my good friend, Kevin Miller.
Wait, I had plugs.
Oh, sorry.
On behalf of Justin Worsham and myself, thanks for calling, and
okay, bye.
Wait, I had plugs.
What?